Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed the work of Brad Cox, professor of physics and a principal investigator with the University of Virginia's High Energy Physics Group, and his team's involvement with the new Large Hadron Collider near Geneva, Switzerland. In today's show, adapted from an article written by Ferris Samurai, senior news officer for the Office of Public Affairs, we look at a team of UVA researchers who have discovered a switching mechanism in the eye that plays a key role in regulating the sleep-wake cycles in mammals. Biologists at the University of Virginia have discovered a switching mechanism in the eye that plays a key role in regulating the sleep-wake cycles in mammals. The new finding demonstrates that light receptor cells in the eye are central to setting the rhythm of the brain's primary timekeeper, the suprachiasmatic nuclei, which regulates activity and rest cycles. The finding appears in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Susan Doyle, a research scientist at UVA and the study's lead investigator, said, "The finding is significant because it changes our understanding of how light input from the eye can affect activity and sleep patterns." Funded by the National Institute of Mental Health, Doyle conducted her research with colleagues Tomoko Yoshikawa, a visiting scholar from Japan, and UVA undergraduate student Holly Hilson in the laboratory of Michael Meniker, a leading researcher in the study of circadian rhythms. Biological clocks are the body's complex network of internal oscillators that regulate daily activity rest cycles and other important aspects of physiology, including body temperature, heart rate, and food intake. The investigators did this by both reducing the intensity of light given to normal mice and also creating a mutated line of mice with reduced sensitivity in their eyes, which rendered them fully active in the day but inactive at night, a complete reversal of the normal activity rest cycles of mice. The researchers discovered that they could reverse the temporal niche of mice, meaning that the animal's activity phase could be switched from their normal nocturnality, or night activity, to being diurnal, or day active. Doyle said, "This suggests that we have discovered an additional mechanism for regulating nocturnity and diurnity that is located in the light input pathways of the eye. The significance of this research for humans is that it could ultimately lead to new treatments for sleep disorders, perhaps even eye drops, that would target neural pathways to the brain's central timekeeper." An estimated 1 in 6 people in the United States suffer from sleep disorders, including insomnia and excessive sleepiness. And as the U.S. population ages, a growing number of people are developing visual impairments that can result in sleep disorders. Besides sleep disorders, research in this field may eventually treat the negative effects of shift work, aging, and jet lag. Doyle said, "Currently, 1 in 28 Americans age 40 and over suffer from blindness or low vision, and this number is estimated to double in the next 15 years. Our discovery of the switching mechanism in the eye has direct relevance with respect to the eventual development of therapies to treat circadian and sleep disorders in the visually impaired." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we look at the University of Virginia's Kath Weston and the journey that led to her new book, Traveling Light: On the Road with America's Poor. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.